Researchers from New Mexico and Denmark were in Haines, Klukwan, and Juneau the past couple months interviewing Alaska Native people about identity. After surveying more than 100 people, they presented the initial results from the study at the Haines Library and the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute in Juneau. How strongly people connect with being Alaska Native could influence whether they feel more attached to their clan or their community. That's one of the initial findings from a study led by Caitlin Stern and Jesse Barker. Stern is from Haines originally, but now is a fellow at the Santa Fe Institute in New Mexico. Barker is a researcher at Aarhus Institute in Denmark. Barker explained that how people identify with certain groups can impact their actions towards others. She said in one well-known study, participants were asked to choose between two paintings.
They were divided into two groups on the basis of which painting they preferred, and then asked how willing they were to help somebody who was in the same group as them or in a different group as them. And people were much more helpful and generous towards those people in their same group than people in the other group, even though that group was totally artificial, totally arbitrary, and had only been formed, you know, a couple of minutes before they were asked this question.
Barker and Stern wanted to know how Alaska Native identity shapes interactions with others. They focused on Tlingit people, since the majority of the 171 participants in their survey identified as Tlingit. The participants were asked about three pieces of identity.
So first of all, moiety that people belong to, secondly, their clan, and thirdly, their kwan, or their home communities.
The Tlingit moieties are raven and eagle or wolf. Within each, there are a number of clans. The people from any given clan may live across many different kwans, or home communities.
And this is one of the things that we are really interested in investigating, how this geographic distribution of members of the same clans plays into the different connections that people have, the different ways that people identify with people and place.
Stern then explained some of the initial results. They asked participants about their ethnic identity, how strongly they connect with being Alaska Native. They also asked how strongly people identify with their clan and community. Stern says they looked at whether one connection is stronger than the other.
And we're really interested in this question because this was something that a lot of our participants brought up in their interviews, and also because of some previous research on this topic. So George Emmons, who did some early work in this area, I'm sure many of you have heard of him, actually thought that, here he says tribe, but I think he actually means village or town, is just an accidental geographical grouping of independent clans. So he really thought the clan was the most important thing to people, and he says it takes precedence over every other organization.
Some participants said clan was more important. Some said home community. Stern says they looked at those results and tried to see if there were any differences based on age or gender, and there were none. Then they compared how strongly people connect with being Alaska Native.
So what we're going to ask is whether the strength of ethnic identity influences whether people identify more strongly with their clan or with their community.
The answer appears to be yes.
People who identify more strongly as Alaska Native are more likely to identify with their clan than with their community.
The researchers also asked about identity in action. They asked who would be most likely to ask you for help, and who would you be most likely to ask for help?
So for both of these questions, the majority of people said they'd be most likely to ask someone who's from the same community but a different clan for help.
Stern says they have a lot more analysis to do from the survey and interview results. The researchers say their study is one of the first to investigate these aspects of identity in Alaska Natives. They say the cultural resurgence happening now makes it an exciting time to ask these questions. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.